Family and friends will gather around the Thanksgiving table this Thursday, but the spread may look a bit different. Inflation has caused the price of food to rise, and two major storms this hurricane season may bring extra people to the table this year. WMFE's Talia Blake talked with Second Harvest Food Bank of Central Florida's Chief Development Officer, Greg Higgerson, about the cost of the holiday dinner and where to get food if you're in need.
With a lot of people being displaced from the last two storms and coming to our area, along with the financial impact of these storms and recovery, have you seen an uptick in the number of people utilizing the food pantry?
Yeah, our partner agencies here in Central Florida have definitely told us that there are household sizes that are increasing as a result of people coming here from other areas that were displaced by the hurricane. So households that were two people or three people in some cases are now six people and maybe a dog, you know, that have come here. And so, yeah, for low-income families, that's a much larger burden, and I think it's in larger numbers than maybe we realize is happening. So it's a bigger burden on not only the system, but on those families, of course.
What's the cost for a family in Central Florida to have a good Thanksgiving meal, and how has that changed over the years?
It is much more expensive to put a Thanksgiving meal on the table than it used to be. The inflation of that has been pretty dramatic, especially this year with the cost of protein especially has gone up. Everything is higher, as much as 30% higher than it has been the last few years. I saw a gallon of milk the other day for over $6 in the store, which is just mind-blowing to me. But I can tell you that turkey is much higher this year. Everything is higher.
We have seen those households change because of the storm, people having to relocate from South Florida or from the coast in general. You know, I'm wondering if you're seeing more or less food insecurity this year compared to last.
One thing that has been kind of a steady feature since the pandemic started is just the number of people who need help. We have been distributing enough food for about 300,000 meals a day in Central Florida since the start of the pandemic. And, you know, at first that was all about, the joblessness and that kind of thing that resulted from the pandemic. And then as that started to wind down, we thought the demand would wind down. And, of course, you know, then we started to see inflation and higher gas prices and things, and it remained high. And then we had hurricanes, and so we can't seem to catch a break as a community, and especially those low-income folks who are struggling to keep the food on the table and keep the roof over the head and those sort of challenges day to day.
When you run it down like a list like that, it has been a very interesting 2 years, and it has been hard to get food on the table. And that's one of the big three in people's budgets is food, along with, you know, transportation and housing. And with food insecurity, it's not only just getting enough food. Sometimes it's also about getting healthy food into your pantry, into your diet. When people do come to the pantry, what items are in most demand right now?
You know, healthy food is really the key, because it's those healthy items that people really struggle to afford enough of, because they typically have some money and can afford some food, but it tends to be the more unhealthy foods because they're the most affordable. They're the things that you can stretch, and the high starch, high calorie type foods that don't cost as much, but they're not as healthy for you. They're not as good for you. And, you know, there are consequences to that kind of diet over time, health consequences that nobody wants to have to deal with over time. So pantries are able to provide some of those healthier choices, the fresh fruits and vegetables and the lower sodium canned foods and things like that. And here at Second Harvest, we're pretty proud of the fact that we're able to provide what we would call foods to encourage, or the healthier foods. Up to 75% of what we distribute to our partner feeding programs are falling into that category of foods to encourage.
You had mentioned how unhealthier food seems to be cheaper, which is true. I mean, that $2 ramen might have sufficed in college, but those sodium levels now as you get older, not healthy for you. So because of economic challenges like inflation and storm recovery, are food banks feeling the pinch as well? I'm wondering if donations to your organization have been affected by people feeling economic hardships these days.
You know, our donations of food have remained pretty constant because we get the majority of our food comes from the food industry, and so that's we have a lot of extra food in this country, which is the silver lining of all this. Our food supply is strong. Our financial gifts, we live in a very generous community, and we still continue to get some great support, a lot of caring people out there, which is fantastic. We can always use more support. But do we hear stories of folks that were able to give a year or two ago who are now on the other end of that and are having to get help? Yes, we do. We get emails from people. We see we talk to people in the lines who are lining up in their cars for some of the food drops, the mobile distributions that we do, who said, you know, I was able to help and now here I am having to turn to you. You know, we know they're going to get back on their feet and be able to help again at some point, but they just need a helping hand. And that's what we do in Central Florida is we don't let people fall all the way to the bottom. And that's what this mission's about. And that's what giving is about.
If someone is looking for help, you know, how do they go about coming to get a donation here at Second Harvest Food Bank?
Individuals and families don't come directly to Second Harvest to get help with food. They go to one of the 600 partner feeding programs that we put food into. But if somebody does need help with food, I definitely recommend they go to our website, which is feedhopenow.org. There is a tool on our website that they can type their zip code into and find one of our partner agencies that's near them that they can contact and they can go to get help with food. So if you are somebody, especially if it's first time, you don't know how to, you've never been through this before, we get that a lot. Definitely use that food finder tool and find somebody near you. Don't wait. Don't be feeling like this is not for you or something like that. If you're a human being and you don't have enough food, go ahead and use that and avail yourself of that help.
I like how you said, you know, you're a human being and, you know, this can kind of happen to anybody. So I just want to kind of clarify that when you do go to pick up food from one of these distribution sites, you don't need to give your personal information or anything like that. Sometimes pride can play a big role in why people don't go to find assistance. So this is more of an anonymous process. Just get the help that you need.
Right. Most of our partner agencies, you know, they have their own way of distributing the food. But generally speaking, there's not a lot that you have to, you know, prove that you're, hungry or whatever. The more time we spend trying to figure out who deserves and who doesn't, to be honest with you, there's a lot of time and energy wasted in that. We try to get food out to people. We figure out how to get food to people rather than how to keep it from people. And so most of our partners are in the business of providing food to people. So, there's an old saying in the food banking business that, if you're going to help the needy, sometimes a little bit of it's going to go to the greedy. And there's not a lot we can do about that, but it doesn't happen nearly as much as people might imagine. I will just say that Second Harvest Food Bank is able to take $1 and turn it into 4 meals for people. It's a great, great model that provides a great solution. We're so grateful to the community for investing in this mission.
That was Second Harvest Food Bank of Central Florida's Greg Higgerson. Tune in every Tuesday morning at 7:45 for more insights into Central Florida's economy and how it affects you and the people around you.